Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the website and, in all fairness, a new company on the exchange. Just listed the last trading day, which was Thursday, right before the new year. We've already seen some nice volume and the share price that is holding up quite nicely. I'm chatting with Angold Resources and the president and CEO, Adrian Rothwell. Angold is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU. Now, Adrian, let's start off by talking about the overall company's focus and some of the flagship projects. The company is focused on gold exploration in Chile and Nevada. You hold a total of 4 projects, but the 2 main projects are Dorado, that is in Chile, and Iron Butte, that is in Nevada. Let's start with Dorado, please. The project already has a historic resource. There has been some work done here. Give us an update on the current status of Dorado in terms of historic work and the historic resource, please.
For sure, Corey, and thank you for having me on the show. Dorado, it's got some historic work done on it. It's got around 10,000 meters of historic drilling, mid-2000s. A lot of that is RC. There is a little bit of core drilling, but our plan is really to go back, do a comprehensive ground reconnaissance program and a drill program to extend the mineralization and the historic resource, both at depth and at surface.
So in terms of the location in Chile of this Dorado project, it is in the Maricunga Belt. Can you give us a little bit more background on some other assets and mines that are in the area, in the proximity of Dorado, please?
Sure. So we sit in the Maricunga District, as you suggested, actually with both of our projects. So we've got an earlier stage project called Cordillera, in the Maricunga as well. And now that sits between the old Maricunga mine, Kinross Maricunga mine, and the Norte Abierto JV between Newmont Goldcorp and Barrick, which is, for those that know the area, that's the Caspiche and Cerro Casale projects. Our Dorado project sits in the same valley, or across the valley, I should say, from Lobo Marte, and the Volcan deposits. Those are development stage projects. Kinross, Hochschild are in those in the area. The Maricunga is one of the big mining and exploration, gold exploration regions of the world. I mean, these projects have anywhere from 5 million to 20 plus million ounces of gold on them, and we see they're gold porphyries mainly, and that's exactly what Dorado is, it's a project that was looked at in the past. It's got some great results on it. We've got some long intercepts of historic drilling, highlighting around 318 meters at 0.68 grams per ton. I think another one was 261 meters at 0.91 grams per ton. It just never got the opportunity with funding and in a poor gold market to see the light of day. We've pulled these projects out of the dark, and as a fully funded drill program, we'll be drilling them this month.
All right, let's talk about the drill program and the goals behind this drill program, because some of the historic results, drill results, you outlined some of them there, just massive widths, over 300 meters at generally lower grade, but that's what you see in this Maricunga Belt as well, are these major deposits that can go 5, even 20 million ounces. Now, when it comes to the drill plans, what are the drill plans here? How are you going to first attack this project?
Yeah, well, first, just to give some context, I mean, this drilling is mostly in oxide as well. And those grades that I suggested, 0.68, 0.91 grams per ton, these are excellent grades. for this area. A lot of the larger deposits have around 0.5 grams per ton in the area. Certainly, Caspiche is a project that we compare ourselves to very favorably. You know, we are seeing an oxide cap that is quite a bit thicker. Really, therein is the plan for drilling is testing that, of course, testing some of the historic drilling as well and QAQC, that goes without saying, but also looking at some of the metallurgy and extension at depth. So we'll be drilling a little deeper. Historic drilling average depth was around 300 meters. We'll be drilling 10 holes of around 500 meters in depth. We'll be drilling core. We really want to look at the structure. A lot of the mineralization is associated with veining, so we want to look at that. And for around a 5,000 meter total, we have enough funding that if we do get some good results from initial holes, we can start to look to expand that a little. But that's the plan right now.
When do you think this drilling is going to start? How long do you think it's going to take to get this 5,000 meters in?
Yeah, sure. Well, we've got drills deployed now. Drilling will start in the coming week. It's two drills. It'll be around 3 months.
Okay. And I assume all permits are in place then too, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in terms of the other project in Chile, this Cordillera project, you mentioned it's much more earlier stage. Is there any work going to be done there in the near term?
Really, on Cordillera, it's a bit of a smaller land package. So just taking a step back, we want to bring multiple million ounce projects to the market here. And there's obviously an orderly way of doing that. When I came in to Angold, we had a good land package, but we saw an opportunity to stake more ground. So we now have around 14,000 hectares around Dorado. And we're doing regional exploration. We have been doing that for the last month. So waiting for results on that too. And that's going to be really reflective of what we do on Cordillera as well. There is historic drilling on the project. You know, and the highlights, you can see those on our website. We've got around 6.4 grams per ton gold and 76 grams per ton AG silver over a couple of meters. But this drilling, again, is quite old. We don't have a lot of the historic information there, so we're taking a step back, doing some regional exploration, ground-based work. That'll be done in the first half of this year. And drilling season in that part of the world is the opposite of what we are. So in North America, so that season generally is October through to April. So we'll be looking at getting drilling on Cordillera towards the end of 2021.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let's move over to this Iron Butte property. That is in Nevada. This also has a historic resource, non-43-101 compliant, of, let's say, about just a little over 606,000 ounces at 0.62 grams per ton gold. Give us a little background on this Iron Butte project, please.
Yeah, sure. So this is the only project we have that is under option. We have some very favorable option terms. And when we first looked at this, we saw a great exploration potential along the range front. So we did some additional staking last year, which we own 100% outright. The project was drilled, again, mostly RC, and those results were compelling. It's shorter drill intercepts. It was shallower drilling. Average drill depth, again, is looking at around 250 meters to 300 meters. Highlighted drill holes, 30 and a half meters at 1.8 grams per ton, 24.3 meters at 1.5 or 1.48 grams per ton, I think that one was. But The metallurgy that was done on the project was inconclusive. It showed greater than 100% recovery, which really says that we've got an opportunity of re-looking at some of those old assays. We think that they were underreported. So again, we have planned a drill program at Iron Butte, probably around 3,000 meters of core drilling to go back and do some deeper drill holes, as well as drilling along strike at the historic resource.
All right, so you're going to have work underway, it sounds like, at both projects, Iron Butte and at Dorado. What is the actual drill program then and drill plans for Iron Butte?
So Iron Butte, we are a little earlier than at Dorado in that we have to go through some permitting, but we are on BLM land. Permitting shouldn't be a huge deal. We're looking at drilling in March on this project. Really, it's about extending the resource again, grade and tons. Most of the historic drilling was done focused on two zones, the Red Ridge Zone and the North Zone. So we'll be stepping out a little bit. We've done some surface work. We've had some samples taken at Iron Butte within the resource area, the historic resource area. So right now, really, we're targeting where exactly those drill holes are going to go. But we see an extension potential at depth for sure on Iron Butte.
So in summary, it sounds like both the drill programs, but Iron Butte and Dorado, they're very much looking at, let's call it the low-hanging fruit, bringing some of these non-compliant resources up to 43-101 compliance and using the past drilling to build up resources first and foremost. That's fair to say?
Correct. And look, you know, based on getting some positive results at Iron Butte, and Iron Butte will, again, be core drilling because we do want to look at the structure of what we have there. We have a little bit of bandwidth to expand that and update a resource later in 2021 on Iron Butte.
Okay, perfect. Let's talk about the team a little bit. It's your first time on the show. Can you give us a little bit of a background on your history in the resource sector, please?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the junior sector for about 25 years. Most recently, I founded a company called Core Mining with some U.S. projects based out of California. That was in 2016. I was brought into Angold while it was still private, obviously, it's just listed, in September of last year to help them grow this company into projects, into a company with projects at a later stage and push them ahead with some multi-million ounce opportunities. So previous to that, I was with Goldcorp. I was the director of strategy there. We don't want to go back too far, I guess, but I've been CFO of a number of companies. I'm a CPA by training, so dangerous to ask me too complex questions on geology, but I have been around for a while, so I know what a good project looks like for sure.
Hey, Adrian, I am a CPA as well, so you and I both, buddy. Now, let's also talk a little bit about some of the team that you have in Chile, because with COVID, with some of the travel restrictions, it's important to have teams at both or at any location that you're working at. Give us a little update on your team in Chile, please.
Yeah, so really important, and you hit the nail on the head with COVID, and I think it is. When you operate in countries around the world, you have to have a local team. And we have on the board, we've got a guy by the name of Ronnie Zimmerman, who is a very well-respected attorney in Chile. He's Canadian Chilean. He's been invaluable to our program there, to permitting. Since I joined, I was looking for a technical team in the country, and we've hired a senior geologist that's very, very familiar with the Maricunga District, with most of the people up there. And he's based out of Santiago, but very, very in tune with what's going on in Copiapó. We have his name's Guillermo Peralta, and we also have a local logistics team in Copiapó. And one of our other directors, Brandon Bonifacio, he had spent the last 2 years in Chile working on the Norte Abierto project for Newmont Goldcorp. So, you know, we've got a very strong team in that part of the world, and that's why we've been able to really push ahead with drilling immediately, pretty much, on listing. When we talk about the U.S., our VP of Global Exploration is a guy by the name of David Smith, and he's based out of Seattle, but he's mainly experienced in Nevada projects, so Nevada, Arizona projects. So we've got him working not only on Chile, but on our Nevada project as well.
Okay, let's take care of a couple of the other company fundamentals. Let's talk about share structure. From what I'm seeing, about 84 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, just under 90 million shares. Give us a little insight into what insiders, what management, and any other large shareholders hold, please.
Yeah, so insiders and management own around 18% of the company. And then we have... the only free trading stock currently in the company is the subscription receipt round that we closed in Q4 last year, and that was a 40-cent round. And that's going to be the only free trading stock till the end of March. The other stock, both stock in the shell and stock in the private company, mine included, is escrowed for anywhere from 3 months through to 3 years. So we've structured this in a very tight manner so that we don't have at any 3 month period too much free trading stock coming out into the market. So it's a really good cap structure.
Now, how about cash in the bank? How much money does the company have to move forward with both of these drill programs when they're up and running?
Yeah, right now we have about $8 million in the bank.
Okay. Adrian, we are going to wrap it up there. I will post a link below this interview to the AnGold website so everyone can get up to date, ask any questions that any of you have. Please email me with any questions that you have. I'm very curious to hear what all of you think of this new listing and a company that will be drilling in the near term. Adrian, I really appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.